بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين, an ayah that is familiar to most of us, if not to all of us. That verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 155, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 155. Let us go home and ponder. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes with affirmation and confirmation. In actual fact, triple affirmation. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّ. The lam is for affirmation. And the two noons, which basically is indicated by a noon with a shadda on it. Noon al-tawqid, al-thaqila. So, triple affirmation. Indeed, most certainly, most verily, we shall test you. What kinds of tests? We know this whole life is a test. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the verse when he says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created death and life in order to test you, whom of you are going to be best in good deeds. May Allah make us of those who are best in our good deeds. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. And indeed we shall test you, most certainly, most verily, we shall test you with a test of fear and hunger. وَنَقَصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And a deficiency in wealth. Wal anfusi. And in lives. Allah will take our loved ones away. Allah grant us long life in His obedience. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wal thamarat. And in the fruits. Some of the ulama, they say the fruits of our labor. The fruits of our labor. The fruits of our obedience. Sometimes we look and we think that, I'm staying away from haram and I'm doing the compulsory actions, like the friends of Allah. Allah make us of His friends, ameen. And over and above that, I'm trying my best and to Allah I've left the rest. But yet things are not going the way I want them to go. Maybe I'm short every month in covering all my expenses. The cars may be broken down. The business has been affected by load shedding. And so many other trials and tribulations that we see happening all over the world. And then for a moment, in a moment of weakness, we think that maybe this obedience is not enough and Allah is displeased with us. And then we look at Fulan. You know who's Fulan? So and so. We look at Fulan and Fulan doesn't even stay away from haram. Does hardly anything of that which is compulsory on him. And is dabbling and transgressing and corrupting. But yet, He just bought a brand new car and a new business. And he's going for expensive holidays. And one thinks, well, you know, not to judge, but look at this guy's lifestyle. A dovel. He's a made a boof. But he seems to be going forward in life. So is Allah displeased with me and pleased with him? Has he been blessed and I've been cursed? Ma'adallah. 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 We seek refuge in Allah from such falsehood. والثمرات. Allah is promising, guaranteeing, affirming that He is going to test us in the fruits of our labor, in the fruits of our obedience. That no matter what happens, we are going to. Allah is testing us. No matter what happens, are we going to hold on to that indestructible rope of Allah, or are we just going to lift up our hands and let go and give up? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient and persevering. Those who hold on, in other words. Those who don't give up. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Those that when a calamity befalls him, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. What do they say? We belong to Allah. Allah does with us whatever He wants, wherever He wants, whenever He wants, however He wants. And to Him is our final return. So we just mustn't let go. No matter what. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all the calamities of this life and the punishment of the hereafter. Don't forget to make dua. Well, none of us want calamities. None of us want tribulations. Ask Allah. فَلْيَسْأَلْ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ حَاجَتَهُ كُلَّهَا. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let one of you ask your creator and sustainer for everything. حَتَّى شِسْأَنْ عَلِهِ إِذَنْ قَطَعَ. Even for a shoelace when it is broken. We discussed this the other day. Don't ask for a shoelace if it's not broken. Maybe we should ponder over that. Because we always even looking or asking or expecting those things which we don't even need. What did Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say? Ya Allah, I'm too scared to ask you for my worldly affairs. And so what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Nabi Musa? Ya Musa, ask me for the salt of your dough and the fodder of your livestock. Because if I don't give it to you, you're not going to get it. So we must make dua. Always make dua. Recite the three quls in the morning, three times in the evening. Recite Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Three times in the morning, three times in the evening. A sahabi that used to recite that, in the name of Allah with which no harm can come in the heavens or on earth, and He is all hearing and all knowing. He used to recite that three times in the morning, three times in the evening. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you recite this, no harm will come to you. So one day when he heard there was a fire in that part of Medina, where his house was, he thought to himself, but I made that dua this morning, and yesterday evening, and before that, that morning, and before that, the evening before that. And then when he rushed to go and see what had happened to his house, he saw that all the houses had burnt except for his house. And if his house had to have burnt, again, that would be for a specific reason. And as if for a believer, عَجَبًا لِلْمُؤْمِنْ أَمْرُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. The matter of the believer? Amazing is the matter of the believer, said the Prophet ﷺ. His entire matter is good for him or her. The matter of the, amazing is the matter of the believer. Their entire matter is good for them. If something good befalls them, They give thanks and it's good for them. And if a calamity befalls them, something detrimental befalls them, they are patient and persevering. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ And it's good for them. That is the matter of the believer. Allah make us of the true believers. Ameen. You know what Ameen means? You know, we just spoke about making dua. We should also say Ameen. Istajib ya Rabb. Oh Allah, answer our duas. Answer our duas, ya Allah. That's why we must be conscious of what we are asking for. Udu'u rabbakum wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Ask your creator and sustainer and be assured of his answer. In other words, be conscious of what you are asking for and believe that Allah hears your call and that he will answer your call. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَاهٍ Because Allah does not accept the prayer of the unconscious, frivolous heart. He's making dua, but he's thinking about his next meal or his next business transaction or his next holiday or when his beautiful wife is going to open the door and he's going to look at her like he looks at the moon on the night when it is full. No, we must be conscious. And subhanAllah, to think that in every aspect of our lives there's a dua to make. Even when we go to the toilet and when we leave the toilet. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, الذي أذهب عني الأذى وعافاني. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah who has removed this detriment from me and granted me good health. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, times are tough. There are great trials and tribulations already amongst us, surrounding us. And the Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَتَجِئُ الْفِتْنَةَ فَتُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا And the trial will come, the tribulation will come, it'll make the previous trial and tribulation seem insignificant. So what does that mean? There's more to come. And the Prophet said, they will come like amwaj, like waves. And if we are not going to hold on, and whether it is individually or collectively, because there are individual trials and there are collective trials. And whether it's individually or collectively, if we are not going to hold on to that rope of Allah, we are going to drown. We are going to drown. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. Jamaat al-Muslimin, al-thamarat, the fruits of our labor. The fruits of our labor. Allah is testing us in the fruits of our labor. And Allah tells us, وَأَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى Mankind will not attain except that which they make effort for. And they will see the fruits of their labor. They will see the fruits of their labor. It's interesting that Allah calls it fruits here because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about harvesting, whether you want to harvest on the dunya or the akhirah, he literally uses that word, harvest. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ Whoever wants the harvest of the hereafter. In other words, they're working, they are working for the akhirah. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى Allah said to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, comforting him because he was going through so many trials and tribulations that the hereafter is better for you than the first life. The second life, the life hereafter, is better for you min al-ula than the first life, meaning the life of the dunya. But you see, Jamaat al-Muslimin, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is, of course, our example. an example for everyone of every time, of every place to follow until the last hour. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was plugged into AC and not DC. That is our problem. We are plugged DC and not AC. AC, Allah current. DC, dunya dajjali current. One uncle asked me, is that why it's called Washington DC? We need to unplug from the DC. And we need to plug into the AC. And the AC is this holy Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And to hold on for dear life, no matter what comes our way. That is the AC. And that is the current that suffers no load shedding. Day or night. Eskom or no Eskom. As long as we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be beating in our hearts, Jamaatul Muslimin. And as we spoke last week, that is how we will leave the dunya as well. Allah marzuqna husn al-khitam. Allah grant us a good ending. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So back to fruits and harvest. Allah says mankind will not attain except that which they make effort for, and they will see the fruits of their labor. But I ask you today, billahi alaykum, where do you want to see your fruits? Where and when do you want to harvest your crop? Do you want it now? Do you want to be paid for all your good deeds now? Because Allah's, the offer is there. Man kana yuridu harth al-akhirati nazid lahu fi harthi. Whoever wants the harvest of the hereafter, whoever's working for the hereafter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will increase them in their harvest. Allah will multiply for us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because the dunya mazra'atun lil-akhir. Remember, the dunya is the farm in which we plant the seeds of our good deeds, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes those good deeds like a tree from a seed, and he multiplies that which we have planted. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha, minimum 10 times. Whoever brings one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them with 10, up to 700, up to as many times as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha wallahu wasi'un 'alim. Allah multiplies for those whom it pleases him to multiply for, and Allah is all expansive in giving, all knowing. Right down to the very atom's weight. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. For every atom's weight, Allahu Akbar. So we are planting the seeds of our good deeds with a niyyah, with the intention of harvesting them on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah is going to multiply those deeds for us. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. But as for the one who wants the harvest of the dunya, they want to be paid now. Ya Allah, I'm making my salah, I'm paying my zakah, fasting Ramadan, being on Hajj and Umrah. Ya Allah, where are those things I asked for? Very dangerous. We seek refuge in Allah from speaking to Allah like that. Su'ul adab. With no manners. With no understanding. I mean, to think, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ما. That if the dunya and everything in it was worth more to Allah than the wing of a mosquito. One wing, not two wings. One wing of a mosquito. Allah wouldn't have given the disbelievers one drop of water. Or one drink of water. What is this dunya? Al-hayatuka lamh al-basar. Life is like the blink of an eyelid. That's why it makes absolute no sense that instead of following revelation and the example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was like, as Sayyidah Aisha radhiya anha, as Siddiqah to bint as-Siddiq, as she described him, kana Qur'anan yamshi bayna nas. He was like a Qur'an walking amongst the people. He lived the Qur'an. His seerah is the best explanation for the Qur'an. Aqwaluhu wa af'aluhu wa takriratuhu. His words, his actions, and his tacit approvals. So when we start having supermarket mentality about the Quran and the Sunnah, it's like we are engaging in a business transaction. أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة. They are those that have sold their hereafter for their dunya. Does that make sense? The akhira is خالدين فيها أبدا. The akhira is forever. We even understand that concept. Forever and ever. A dunya is like the blink of an eyelid. How can we sell eternal bliss forever in the hereafter? Just to follow our whims and our fancies, our lusts and desires for the blink of an eyelid on the dunya. فَلَا يَخَفَفْ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he say? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْحَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, do you believe in a portion of the book and you reject a portion thereof? What will be the recompense of those who do that, except that they will be disgraced and humiliated in the life of this world? And the day of judgment, they will be recompensed with a painful torment. And Allah is not unaware of what ye do. They have sold their hereafter for their dunya. Their punishment will not be lightened, nor will they have any helpers. Nor will they have any helpers. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, we need to make tajdeed. Tajdeed al-Niyya. Why are we living? For what purpose are we living? For what purpose are we worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For what purpose are we hastening in this time of fitan? كَقِطِعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. This time of trial and tribulation like a dark night. Why are we hastening to do good deeds? In order that we might be saved on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. So whoever wants to be paid in full for their good deeds in the dunya, we will pay them. But in the hereafter, they will have nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says another verse, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَأُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. The one who wants ajila, the one who wants ajila literally means haste. They want to be paid now. Instant gratification for all their good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will pay them. عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ. In other words, before the time, we'll pay them. Won't pay them qiyamah. We'll pay them before the time. مَا نَشَى مَا نَشَى لِمَنْ نُرِيد. Whatever we want to whomever we want. Whatever we want to whomever we want. Don't always think that dunya is a blessing. Dunya can be a ni'mah, a blessing, and it can be a niqmah. It can be a curse. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And when they ignored about that which they had been forewarned. You know, when a believer, somebody who believes in Allah in the last day, but then they start going off the path, Allah gives them what I call divine nudges. You know? He's got two side mirrors and a review mirror, maar nog altijd een stampie paal achter hem. What is that? A divine nudge. But all he can think about is, oh, is my insurance going to pay out? Instead of thinking, what is Allah trying to tell me? What have I done? Let's go to the mirror. What are you? This is now talking to the person in the mirror. What are you not giving to Allah that He wants from you in order that He is not giving to you what you want from Him? But if the person continues to ignore the signs of Allah, the wake-up calls, the divine nudges, then eventually what does Allah do? Allah opens the dunya for them. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ We opened up the doors of everything for them. فَتَتْ And then when they were overjoyed with that which they had received, we suddenly seized them. And they were shrouded in great regret and sorrow. This is called istidraj. سَنَسْتَدَرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ We shall seize them from where, suddenly seize them from where they cannot account. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ مَا أَكْخِيفَهَ لَدْرَاتِ I give them respite. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ Indeed, my plan is solid and cannot be overturned. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ عَبْدًا يُعْطَى وَهُوَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ إِسْتِدْرَاجٌ If you see somebody like Fulan, the guy next door, please don't have any bad thoughts about your neighbor now. I'm just saying, you know, Fulan, so and so, you know, who's disobeying Allah, but it looks like he's going forward, getting richer, becoming more successful. The Prophet said, if you see a person being given of the dunya, whilst they are disobeying Allah, know that Allah is preparing to destroy them. May Allah not make us of them. May Allah not make us of them. Jamaat al-Muslimin, my time is up. I want to share a few words from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أحب الله عز وجل عبدا حماه الدنيا كما يظل أحدكم يحمي سقيمه الماء. If Allah loves a servant, He will protect him from the dunya. I think it's probably one of the most difficult ahadith for you and I to get our heads around. I heard another riwayah. صرف عنه الدنيا. If Allah loves a servant, He turns the dunya away from him. It doesn't mean that everybody that has wealth, Allah doesn't love them. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives wealth to people if they understand the responsibility of that wealth. Then that wealth that He has given to them is a sign of His love for them because He knows that they are going to fulfill the trust that He's entrusted to them. But for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows perhaps cannot handle the responsibility of that wealth and Allah loves them, Allah turns the dunya away from them. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَىٰ And if Allah loves a servant, He tests them. So indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He loves a servant, then He protects them from the dunya, just like one of you would protect one of your sick from water. In the commentary of the hadith, obviously, there are certain sicknesses where the sick person cannot drink water. And water is something that, you know, water is life. Every living thing has been created from water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ And we often look at the dunya, money, fulus, paisa, geld, nieren. We look at the dunya as if it's water, without it we're going to die. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He loves a person, then He keeps the dunya away from them. That doesn't mean that we should want to be poor. Don't misunderstand this, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, he said, إِذَا كَانَ لَوْ كَانَ الْفَقْرُ رَجُلًا لَقَتَلْتُ If poverty was a man, I would have killed him. Don't wish to be poor. Because poverty with weakness of faith can lead to disbelief. So let's make the dua rather that Sayyidina Umar made. اللهم لا تقلل لي من الدنيا لا تكثر لي من الدنيا فأدغى Oh Allah, don't give me too much of the dunya that will cause me to go astray. ولا تقلل لي منها فأنسى And don't give me too little of the dunya so that I neglect my responsibilities. فإنما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألها For indeed that which is in small amounts but suffices is better than that which is in large amounts but leads me to evil vices. Musaila, money can make you mad. May Allah grant us only that which is good for us. May Allah only grant us that which is good for us. May Allah only grant us that which is good for us. Always make that dua, Jamaatul Muslimin. So that if you get something, you say, Alhamdulillah, this is going to be good for me. Whether it's a job, whether it's a purchase, whether it's, you know, cash in hand, Ya Allah, choose and decide for me. If you get it, then you say, Alhamdulillah, there's goodness in this. And if Allah keeps it away from us, we still say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has saved us from detriment and harm. Like Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa, the great cloth merchant. I mean merchant, you know what I mean. You know? Businessman. Abu Hanifa, he was giving a dars in the masjid. And somebody came and whispered something in his ear. And then he stopped. He was quiet for a moment. And he said, Alhamdulillah. Then after a while, the man came back and whispered something in his ear. And he was still, he was quiet. And he said, Alhamdulillah. The students wanted to know what happened. He said, no, first when the man came to me, he told me that your shipment of cloth has sunk in the ocean. Your shipment of cloth has sunk with the ship in the ocean. So he wanted to see if his heart was moved by it. And when his heart wasn't moved, he said, Alhamdulillah. And then when the man came back and he told him that I got the information wrong, it wasn't your ship. And therefore, your shipment of cloth is safe. Again, he checked his heart if it was moved. And when his heart wasn't moved by the dunya, because he was plugged into AC and not DC, he said, Alhamdulillah. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to always be mindful of His signs and always to reflect on His infinite wisdom and to continue to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all the calamities of this life and the punishment of the hereafter. But that when a test does come, that Allah make us steadfast to continue to always hold onto His indestructible rope of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Khair al-Anam. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. May Allah guide and protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just one announcement. Can Sheikh please make dua for Muhammad Jamil Imjadi? I think it's Haji Naim's brother. He is going in for a 6-hour long operation to remove his voice box, which is infected with a cancerous tumor. May Allah guide the hands of the surgeon and grant him complete shifa. Ameen. 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 Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you can just, before I'm going to get on the minbar, if you can just stand up and move a little bit forward, make the gap in between the sufuf a little bit shorter because there are a lot of people outside. Shukran. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله كل ابن أنثى كل ابن أنثى وإن طالت سلامته يوما على آلة حدباء منقول فإذا حملت إلى القبور جنازة فاعلم أنك بعدها محمول وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يسارت الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم فيا أخوة الأفاضل إننا في هذه الأيام نرى كثرة الابتلاءات وامتحانات فعلينا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته وعلينا أن نتمسك بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا للمؤمن أمره كله خير إن أصابه خيرا إن أصابه السراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابه الضراء صبر وكان خيرا له فنسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لكل ما يحبه ويرضى أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.